Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Leon Benjamin was the Republican nominee for Congress in the 4th Congressional District. He was taking on a very established member of Congress, Donald McEachin, who'd been in the House of Delegates, the state Senate. I mean, this guy has, you know, been in politics, in Democrat politics, and is very established, been around for decades here. And when the final tally came out, it was 61.7% for Congressman McEachin and 38.3% for Leon Benjamin. 241,142 votes for McEachin, 149,625 votes for Leon Benjamin. And yet, on election day, Leon Benjamin was telling me, we're going to win this. And I kept thinking, well, I'm not seeing that in the polls, but I don't always trust the polls. Leon Benjamin is with us this morning, and I really appreciate you coming on. Tell me what you're thinking here. Almost 3 weeks after Election Day. What's on your mind? What are you thinking?
Well, first and foremost, thank you so much, John, and
yes,
happy
sir.
Thanksgiving.
Happy
to
Thanksgiving.
You.
I'm always happy to have you here. You're always welcome on the show.
Yes, to you and your family and your loved ones, and to all the listening audiences, we are in a very grateful time, I think. Mm-hmm. And what's on my heart right now is the plain fact that we are in the greatest country, United States of America, that was formed and founded by our founding fathers on the principle that we are all created equal, and that we are in probably the greatest, I call it the American experiment, where we have the potentiality to move forth and become and do anything that you want to be.
Right.
And with that being said, the intrinsic value of us as United States of America, as Americans, that we should have fair and just elections. And that if there is an inkling, of unfair and unjust elections, then 2020 is the year that we solve it, fix it, so that we can move on, so that people can have confidence in this wonderful democratic republic. And I believe, and I'm so thankful to all of the supporters in my heart, so many that supported us and so many that prayed for us. And I am so thankful to all of them and many who are still, because we haven't conceded, many who are still saying, Leon, you won. For my consciousness, because we're in the greatest system and the greatest country of all times, I don't think it would be fair that we are denied the true transparency mm-hmm. of what went on in this election, from
let me ask you this, to every
ticket, to every down ballot.
Every ballot. When we're talking about President Trump and the effort, you know, for recounts and the question about whether there was a computer software which miscounted deliberately or, you know, were there fake ballots kind of stuffed into the bag with real ballots, or people who voted who shouldn't have voted? With the tightness of that election in key states like Pennsylvania, like Georgia, where it's less than 0.5% that separates Joe Biden from Donald Trump. I mean, it makes sense, I think, and I think I'd be intellectually honest enough to say the same thing if the results were the opposite, with Donald Trump leading and Joe Biden just trailing behind. It makes sense to go through and double check and recheck. The numbers here, you know, and this is not, I'm not trying to offend you at all, but they're pretty significant. There's a pretty significant difference between you and Congressman McEachin here in the final result. What are you alleging, or what do you think a review would do here? What would it demonstrate? What's your hope?
I guess, John, first and foremost, President Donald Trump is still the president right now of the United States of America.
Right. Yeah.
He is not only, I believe, he's not only doing this as a candidate, as one who is running for re-election, but as the president of the United States, he has the responsibility to lead all Americans. And I believe that he's not just doing this for the Republican Party. I think Republicans, Democrats, and independents across the board would want to know, are we in truly a constitutional republic? Does my vote, my legal vote,
right,
count today? Because if there are illegal votes that are being counted, then that not only diminishes but cancels out every legal vote.
No doubt.
And so in Virginia, mm-hmm, I believe we deserve a just and fair election. If our president is, and I don't think he's just exposing and bringing true transparency to the electoral process just for himself. I believe he's doing it for all Americans. Mm-hmm. Everyone. I think I don't hear anything from my opponent saying, you know what, that sounds like a great idea. Let's audit every vote in Virginia. Since the president is doing this for these different states and mm-hmm, what they call battleground, let's go ahead and do that just to make mm-hmm the Virginians feel confident.
Right.
That there was
one of the things, you know, in Pennsylvania and some of these other states is that they mailed out ballots unsolicited they were live ballots, and then whoever found those ballots, hopefully it's the person on the envelope, but maybe not, those people could fill out their vote and send it back in, and no one would know whether it was the real person. Was it John Reed, or was it John Reed's roommate who decided, you know, screw John, I'm going to vote for whoever I want to vote for, and he won't even know. And that's a real problem in those states. Fortunately, we haven't done that in Virginia, and I have this sinking suspicion the Democrats are going to try to change the laws in Virginia to that process when they come back in January, and that has to be stopped because that's an invitation for cheating. But what do you think could have happened here in Virginia that, you know, when you talk about auditing the votes, what specifically are you concerned about? Since that obvious problem, knock on wood, thank God, isn't happening here.
Yeah, well, I guess just to be fair, mm-hmm, and to understand that Virginia also is in the spotlight for irregularities and for voter fraud, it may not be mentioned in the headlines, but Virginia has had its issues when it comes to voter fraud, not just for 2020, but in for years, dead people voting on the rolls and the
do
thing
we
is,
have John, that do we have a list of some of those cases in a contemporary sense?
What we're doing right now,
okay,
is that we're gathering affidavits and evidence to prove that something happened here, mm-hmm, that needs to get attention. if any other election, and understand this, if we go forward in 2021 and just say, hey, it's okay, they got us this time. Mm-hmm. They got us this time. What does that mean? They did what they had to do. Well, what does that mean? We need to know, going forward, does Virginia adjudicate and does it demonstrate that it has done fair and just elections? We're seeing that even in the software, and we're hearing things across the nation about numbers being flipped because of software infiltration. Mm-hmm. All those things need to be checked out. The mail-in ballots, we've heard that from the president from day one, that it was going to be a monster if we allow people to mail in ballots without being able to identify, are they the actual person who actually voted?
And I think that's proving to be true in Georgia and in Pennsylvania. I mean, I think we got a real problem with verification issues there, and I don't know why
they're finding votes too. They're finding votes that have not even been counted. They're finding they're coming up with thousands and thousands of votes that did not even get counted. Could you imagine if that happened in several counties where just votes were just ballots were just set aside? That would make up for the difference. And so these things, these are just legitimate questions I think any Republican or Democrat or independent should want to know. And everyone wants to have confidence in the electoral process. This is, by the way, not a democracy. I keep on hearing the word democracy, but the United States of America is not a democracy. It is a democratic republic. We have electoral college so that every state can be fairly representative, regardless of the number or the size of the state as far as a citizen. So I believe the president will be in for four more years. I believe that he is going to be the president, reelected again for four more years.
Yeah. But I hope he can get the information out there fast that everybody
can. We're just asking people to be patient. We're asking people to be patient. Right. We're asking people to pray and not to be fearful of the process. Many people are just so unsure, and I'm talking to those right now who are listening. Mm-hmm. Do not be afraid. And do not lose patience in the process. Let the process play itself out. This is what is going on. And I think that's what America is all about. It shouldn't be that we should be dumbed down or told to shut up and suck it up.
Oh, I completely, completely with you there. Hey, I've got to go, but let me just end by asking you. And you know what? I'd love for you to come on, because in December, January, I want to do a series of interviews about what the future holds for the Republican Party here in Virginia and how Republicans can turn the ship around. And I think your voice, as involved as you've been, you have an important perspective to offer in that. So I want to have you back on to talk about that. But as far as your election goes, you have not conceded. Do you think there is something that will be uncovered here that will change the result of your election?
Very shortly, John, I believe that some things are going to be uncovered, and so that we will all have a better understanding of what went on November 3rd, especially after 12 midnight.
Here in Virginia, we will.
But look, I want to thank everyone again for their support and their prayers, and to pray for this country and to pray for, and thank you so much for being one that is able to reach out. I'm sure my opponent would love to come on and express his wish to make sure that Virginia's elections were done fair and square as well. I'm hoping that
We have invited Congressman McEachin. I told him, or my producer indicated in an email, that you were coming on Monday, and I wanted to extend the opportunity for him to come on, and they can't make it work this week. It's, you know, I try to be fair. Everybody knows I'm a Republican, but I am trying to provide equal opportunity for people to come on. And
I appreciate that so much.
And I'm glad you were here. I really got to go. Leon Benjamin, the Republican candidate.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone.
To you too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.